You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I haven't released anything for, you know, a good 3 years. That's how long I've been working on my album for. So it's amazing to finally get some music out. And, you know, the response from it has been, you know, pretty good as well. But yeah, I'm just enjoying the fact that I have put out some music now and just taking it as it comes.
Yeah, what's the community support been like?
Amazing. You know, all the sisters and aunties in the community are really digging the song, and you know, that's all I can ask for, really. Anyone outside of that doesn't really matter. As long as the women within our community are enjoying the song, you know, that's what it is. It's a song that I wrote to show appreciation for black women. So if black women are enjoying the song, then, you know, that's the best I could hope for.
Yeah, where did you get the inspiration for the song?
Definitely from just my upbringing. You know, I was raised by strong black women. I never had a positive male, you know, figure in my life. I've never met my father. You know, all the dudes that were around me growing up were all my foster brothers and all my cousins. And, you know, each one of them also came from broken homes. So it was like the only kind of light that we had in our lives were the black women that we had around us. So, you know, my foster mother, Bev Peters, who has passed away now, was a strong black woman and done a lot for the community back home in Mildura. You know, during her time as a foster parent, had over 1,000 kids in her care, and, you know, done everything that she could for the community. And, you know, just seeing that strength from her just really inspires songs like this. And also my mother, who has passed away as well. You know, she passed away when I was 15 from cancer. But same thing, you know, just a beautiful soul, one of the most kind-hearted people I think I've ever met, and, you know, that's again testament to her strength as a black woman, the fact that she had to go through a ridiculous amount of adversity, but to be the kind woman that she is a testament to her strength, definitely. So, yeah, it's just a lot of black women in my life, all my aunties and my nanas and just everyone that was around me growing up are definitely inspirations for this song.
With the video clip, how did you come up with the idea to get all the women involved and, like, the way it came out?
Yeah, you know, I think I had a real clear idea of, like, my album and what I wanted to do with it from the jump. I wanted to make sure I'm working with all people of colour. Everything that I do within my album, whether it's releasing music or the artwork or the music or whatever, I'm making sure that people of colour are involved, and I want to push that kind of idea forward. So with this song, you know, being a song that that I wanted to show love to the sisters, I figure the best way to do that also is to use my platform and my position to give opportunity to sisters, to some young sisters. So I had, you know, two young sisters from Sydney came in and they directed it, they edited it and filmed it, you know, done an amazing job with it. You know, they wrote up the plans for it and everything, and I think it what they came up with was amazing. You know, Georgia and Madison Coles done an amazing job. And then I had two makeup artists in Katie Taylor and Rosie Kalina, who done an amazing job on that side of things, getting all the aunties and the sisters all pretty and ready to go for the video. I think, you know, the vibe of it was just amazing, and, you know, I was really happy to be able to have a team of Aboriginal women working on this project, and that's what it means to me being a male to use and that privilege that I have.
What was that? When you were putting it together, what did you hope that, you know, women would get out of it?
I know within our community, a lot of the time in a lot of communities around the world, a lot of, you know, black and brown communities, a lot of time it's the women who are often overlooked, the contributions that they make. within our communities are often overlooked, and they don't receive the praise and love and support that they should a lot of the time. So I just wanted this to be, you know, a showing of that appreciation that I have for black women, and, you know, I hope they just take that from it. And I know I think black women feel let down a lot by black men within our community, so it's on us to really pull ourselves up, hold ourselves accountable, hold each other accountable, to ensure that our women are safe and loved, and their voices are amplified. So, you know, the more I can do with my platform and with the privilege that I'm afforded, you know, the better. And I'm not there yet 100% when it comes to being the best version of me, but I'll continue to work towards that. You know, growing up, there's things that I learned that I still need to unlearn, and things that I'm still learning now, and that just comes with, you know, time and speaking to people and you know, acknowledging some certain things and growing from things and healing from things, and that's what it's about. The more we can hold brothers accountable, the more they can grow and heal from, you know, traumas, past traumas that they're dealing with as well. So, you know, with a song like this, I just hope that sisters just, you know, feel that love that I have for them. And, you know, I think it's important to acknowledge things and find a beauty in things like, you know, brown, black skin. Since, you know, back in the day, and even now, a lot of our people are being shunned for, you know, having dark skin. There's issues that we face from having black skin. So the more we can tell our sisters or just anyone in our communities that, you know, brown skin is beautiful, and, you know, curly hair is beautiful, and just things that a lot of our people have when it comes to our characteristics, I suppose, is beautiful, kind of breaks that stigma of being black in certain areas. Because for the longest time we've had this Eurocentric kind of view of what beauty is. So breaking that down and just telling our sisters that, you know, black is beautiful.
What's up next for you then?
Just working on more songs. I think my album's finished now, so I've finished recording all the songs for my album. Now I just want to, you know, shoot more videos and get more songs out. I'm kind of like, after this, feeling like cool, feeling a buzz from it, so I just want to get more and more music out, and I eventually get my album out, which I think is a really cool project, and I think a lot of people will enjoy it as well. So, you know, I don't know, I'll just keep working and you know, enjoying my time here and getting things done, and hopefully using my platform some more to start conversation or affect change within our communities, affect change within this country, and just do what I do, really. Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.